Blog Talk Radio.
Vikings back in the 50s when America was clean and went to church. Okay, there's talk about hanky-panky going on and they're going to block the military vote. To block the military vote is treason and it's punishable by death. And we could reinstate the electric chair. Now we're going to talk about the party of death. Cowardice in the face of the enemy is Democrat standard operating a procedure. Demo commos get you into war and leave you on the battlefield to die. From Korea to Nam to the Bay of Kennedys to the Iraq surrender by Obama, giving Iran control of Iraq. The Afghan runout is scheduled for 2014 and the Taliban jihad jamboree. Everybody will be there for shooting Americans in the back on the way out. And the plug pulled on the Benghazi helpless. And if you don't believe that Democrats will get you into war and leave you on the battlefield to die, go to Washington, D.C. and read the 58,000 names on the wall. So, while we're talking about sacrifice and Michelle Obama's statement, all this for a flag, I'm going to read you some casualty counts of people who died for that flag, you know, and that baseball song, as the communists call it. The Revolutionary War, we lost 25,324 Americans and 8,445 wounded. In the Indian Wars of 1789, we lost 6,125 Americans and 2,156 wounded. In the Franco-American Naval War of 1798 to 1800, we lost 20 Americans and 42 wounded. From 1801 to 1815, the Barbary Wars, where we are right now, we lost 35 and wounded 64. and that is attributable to the saying of Stephen Decatur, "My country, right or wrong, my country." In the War of 1812, which ran for 3 years, we lost 2,260 Americans and wounded 4,505. In 1814, the Marquesas Islands, we lost 4 and wounded 1. In 1822 to 1825 in the West Indies, we lost 3 and wounded 5. In Sumatra in 1832, we lost 2 and wounded 11. In the Texas War of Independence, we lost 704 and wounded 138. In the Mexican War of 1846 to 1848, we lost 13,283 and 32 wounded. Not too many wounded, huh? In Fiji, we lost the one guy and 2 wounded. In the Texas Border Cortina War, we lost 5 killed, 18 wounded. And here comes big blood now, Shed for Unity. 1861 to 1865. The Civil War, the North lost 363,020 men, with 281,104 wounded. The South lost in the Civil War 199,110 men and 137,102 are wounded. In 1853, we had a short war with Japan. We lost 5 and wounded 6. In 1867, we had a short war with Formosa. We lost 1 and nobody wounded. In 1870, we had a war with Mexico. We lost 1 and 4 wounded. 1871, in Korea, we lost 4 and 10 wounded. In 1898, the Spanish-American War, we lost 2,893 Americans, 1,637 wounded. And the Philippines War, 1899 to 1902, 4,273 killed, 2,840 wounded. Samoa, 4 killed, 5 wounded. The Chinese Boxer Rebellion, 53 killed, 253 wounded. In the Moro campaigns, our second war against Islam, 130 killed, 300 wounded. I'm no longer saying radical Islamists. The war is against Islam, and the sooner we realize it, the better off we're going to be. Beware of people who preach peace and cut your throat. Dominican Republic in 1904, one guy. Mexico, 1911 to 19 guys. Nicaragua, 5. Haiti, 146. And back to the Dominican Republic, 144. World War I, 116,708 killed, 204,000 wounded. A lot of those guys suffered lung problems from chlorine gas, mustard gas. Must have been horrible. Was it a war that we should have been in? I don't think so. And all it did was give us, give Hitler a reason to start World War II. Russian North Expedition, we lost 246 Americans, 307 wounded. Russia, a Siberia expedition, we lost 170 and 52 wounded. China Yangtze Service, 5. Nicaragua, 136. North Atlantic Naval War in 1941, 141. Pearl Harbor, 2,388. We lost less at Pearl Harbor with a full Japanese attack than we lost at the World Trade Center. World War II, 408,000 dead Americans, 670,000 wounded. And here's some estimates. The Army lost 256,000, the Army Air Force 53,000, the Merchant Marine 9,300, the Navy 34,000, and the Marine Corps somewhere between 17,000 and 19,000. The Aleutian campaign, we lost 549, and Japan lost 2,352. Okinawa, the U.S. Navy lost 5,000, the Marine Corps 8,000, Japan lost 107,000, plus civilians 142,000. Iwo Jima, the U.S. Marine Corps lost 7,000, Japan lost 19,000, and we don't know how many civilians. The Battle of Midway, we lost 307. On D-Day, 7,900 Allied WIA, I don't know what that means, and wounded in action, 7,900, and Allied KIA, killed in action, 2,400. The British lost 2,700. The Canadians lost 946. Iwo Jima, 6,503 in 1945. The Korean War, this is a shocker. The Korean War, 54,000 Americans died in the Korean War. And we hardly ever knew about it. And 103,000 were wounded. Matsu and Kwimoi, we lost three guys. That was a big debating point among Kennedy and Nixon. Who would defend Matsui and Kwimoi? Today, the Democrats will tell you they never heard of it. The Vietnam War, 58,219, with 153,000 wounded. Lebanon, 268 killed, 169 wounded. The Panama Canal riots, 4 killed, 85 wounded. The Tet Offensive in Vietnam, 7,000 Americans killed. Iran, Operation Desert One in 1980, 8 Americans killed. 1980 to 1991, terrorism, 28. Grenada, 19. Beirut, Lebanon, 241. El Salvador, 20. Libya, 2. Now you know what we got in Libya. We got a cover-up. The Persian Gulf in 87, 148 with 467 wounded. Desert Shield and Desert Storm, 363 killed, 357 wounded. Somalia, 8 killed. Terrorism at the World Trade Center when Clinton failed to get Osama bin Laden. That was February 26th, 1993. 6 killed, 1,000 wounded. That's when we should have got Osama. Instead, Clinton kicked the can down the road to a school in Florida on 911. That's why I call the World Trade Center the Clinton Towers, because they're his towers, and he gave us 911. Terrorism in Oklahoma City, 168, 400 wounded. Terrorism in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, 7 killed, 42 wounded. Terrorism in the Al-Khobar Towers in Saudi, 19 killed, 500 wounded. The USS Cole, 17 killed, 651. Flight 93, September the 11th, 44. The World Trade Center, 2974 total, 19 hijackers. 2,603 New York City, 125 Pentagon, 24 missing, all civilians except 55 people. Also, 200 unborn children who were pro-life, who died with their pro-life mothers, but they're not counted because of Roe versus Wade. And partial birth executions sanctioned by the United States government. And I understand that the UN is sending observers to watch the voting at this election on November the 6th. They should be sending observers to watch a Planned Parenthood and see 3,200 Americans being executed every day. That's the one they should be watching. Human Rights Watch should be there. But Human Rights is only protecting communist interests. So, the World Trade Center, let's see, all civilians except 55 military. 1,366 at or above floors attacked, 600 killed instantly, 200 jumped to deaths, 341 firemen, 2 paramedics, 23 police officers, 37 port authority. Operation Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan Theater. Obama has gotten 2,000 Americans killed. Actually, it's up to 2,114. And when they talk about the coalition of the willing, the United States has lost 4,486. I guess this would be Iraq. Australia lost 2. Britain lost 179. Bulgaria lost 13. Denmark 7. El Salvador 5. Estonia 2. Georgia 3. Hungary 1. Italy 33. Latvia 3. Netherlands 3. Poland 21. Romania 3. Slovakia 4. Spain 12. Thailand 2. Ukraine 18. And there's 7 POWs missing. Operation Iraqi Freedom in Iraq is 4,452 from 2003 to 2012. In Afghanistan, Bush lost over 8 years, 461. Obama has covered up the loss of 2,000 Americans. Up until they hit 2,000, it was a secret. And then he also covered up the loss of SEAL Team 6, which was murdered in a phone-ahead ambush in a big chopper that was escorted by 2 helicopter gunships that were ordered not to strafe the area before the chopper landed. Iraqis killed, military Iraqis killed, 19,000. And the estimate we don't know. The British estimate for civilians and military is somewhere between 21,000 and 55,000. So, there you go. That's the casualty count. And that's all the blood that has been spilled so that you could say you're living in the wrong country and you want to go back to UN land. Let me break for a tune, and then when I come back, I'll give you 18 minutes to Benghazi. Let me find this here. Oh. You want a drug song? Nah, we don't want to do a drug song. Here we go. I'll give you a little shot of patriotism. Roll that sleeve up, boy.
Oh, beautiful. For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea. to that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
The next epistle is 18 minutes to Benghazi. I hate it when the media refuses to name the three who died with Ambassador Chris Stevens. Every news outlet says Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans. Today we learned from Liz Cheney that help for the abandoned Americans was 1 hour away from Sigonella Navy Base in Sicily. 2 hours by C-130, a distance of 420 miles, the Navy is hiding the name of the closest rescue ship to Benghazi. The range of a chopper is 240 miles. We would have had to have had a chopper base ship within 120 miles. I can't believe that our Navy did not have a rescue ship off the beach. Next, by that beach house and consulate in Benghazi. Cops patrol bad neighborhoods, don't they? Even the drone was late. And checking the capacity of an F-16, I learned that they can do Mach 2. That's equal to 1,500 miles an hour or 25 miles a minute. That puts that aircraft over the consulate in 17 minutes. Why no ground-to-air communication device? If our people are scattered and on the run, shouldn't we be able to communicate with them? The fastest way to get there with a fighting force would probably have been an airborne drop. Secure the area and increase force size by air and sea. I believe that the ambassador and Sean Smith were gone already. However, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty lasted 6 to 9 hours on a rooftop. It sure would have been great for them to see one American F-16 fly over knowing help was on the way. It might have reinforced their will to live. Meanwhile, knowing the truth that the Obama jihad team was spinning a lie that could last at least until after the party of death won reinfection, living up to their reputation for lying, they smothered the truth as if it was an unborn child. Chris Matthews shouted more lies at 11. Obama told his allies at the UN that the cause of the 9/11 celebrations in 14 embassies was spontaneously caused by a video seen by less than 100 people in the whole world. And then he ordered the producer to be arrested without habeas corpus rights and held in the Bastille until the elections are over. They're going to let him out on November the 9th. Then the government will firmly be in the hands of the new improved Islamo-Kamo party. A survey now on YouTube of students, if you can call them that, at Ohio State University, whose slogan should be "We have no idea," revealed total ignorance of the Benghazi, a Democrat-style massacre. When asked about the 9/11 attack, the students laughed amongst each other, saying, "I know nothing." And Dad, send more money so we can buy more Obama gear. I am now convinced more than ever that universal military service must come back now to the USA. The nation is helpless, useless, and defenseless. Watching the National Geographic Channel and seeing Alaskan teenage girls shooting and skinning caribou to put food in an empty refrigerator, I have come to realize that someday that is all we might have as a nation left to eat. It is time to put Americans back in office who know how to work. Today there is only one party in the USA. More tea, anybody? Boy, we sure could have used one extra ship off the beach in Benghazi instead of a lecture on you don't need that many ships. by a guy who never served his country, only serves it up, has no military experience whatsoever, and he's lecturing a Romney. Yeah. Corpsman. This is the guy that coined a new Marine word, corpsman. And what does that mean? That means that when Obama gets finished guiding the military, there's going to be a lot of corpses, man. As the cover-up party hung up the phone call for help, we now learned that the two SEALs trapped on the roof had between 6 to 9 hours to survive. There is nothing more disheartening than knowing you have been abandoned by the greatest military force on the face of the earth. So says Joe Liverwish and Albin Gore. Who made that decision? They did that dance before Obama hit New York. Osama, I'm sorry, I get them mixed up. Who made that decision to hang up on that cry for help? Surely someone said, forget about them. There's nothing we can do. And I'm sure Romney did not need a tutorial on Jane's fighting ships. We have had submarines since the USS Turtle screwed itself into the hull of a British man of war in the Hudson River during our revolution. George Patton, while being interviewed about the Russians, who our president is quick to defend and make hidden promises to, said, we better keep our boots polished and bayonets sharp, presenting a strong united front to these people because strength is all they understand. I hope Obama is not outlawing bayonets as part of his Disarm America program. In a recent battle in Iraq, a group of Marines surrounded in Iraq in an ambush ran out of bullets and had to fix bayonets and charge to survive. Check the military channel and you'll see I'm right. And you know what else they use bayonets for? To feel for landmines. As I watched four abandoned Americans be carried by 28 Marines into a photo op hangar in a re-elect Obama staged a ceremony, I said to myself, I should say exploited a ceremony, I said to myself, if those 28 Marines had been in Benghazi, all 32 would be alive today. When Obama was talking about the bathtub ships that Romney was behind the times about, Mitt should have reminded Obama that six Harrier jets work best in the air, not on the ground, being defended by only one, a grounded pilot who died. How about a 2,000 dead Americans in Afghanistan under this Hollywood warrior president? Maybe we could not drop SEALs from the sky in a roof-type rescue because SEAL Team 6 is dead, killed in a phone-ahead chopper ambush, when the two escorting gunships were ordered not to prep the zone before landing Big Bird. Not one kind word from Mubarak by either side. Popularity is everything. Not even a thumbs up for old Hosni for keeping peace with Israel for 20 years. Romney did one smart thing last night. He stuck to the truth. Democrats never tell the truth. Obama told at least 10 lies last night, starting with, some of my best friends are Jewish. Two things Israel must promise us not to do. Send Obama for water or send Obama for ammo. If you are Jewish and believe this man cares one fig about Israel, you are a 1938 optimist. When I grew up, Americans had two sound investments, their stock portfolios and their homes. One was better than the other. Today, the most you can hope for is a refinance to lower your payments on a home that, on high ground, is even underwater. There are people in Washington right now making quiet proposals on how to soak your 401k, breaking one of the banned 10 commandments, thou shalt not covet thy taxpayers' goods. I can't take four more years of these lies. I'm exhausted listening to excuse man. The Middle East is a mess. It's a total mess. We went to Libya in order to divert attention from Syria. There was no reason to go to Libya. You saw how Gaddafi died. He was no threat at all. Bashar al-Assad killed the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri. His IED factories have killed more Americans than anyone else. Every GI who lost one of the 47,000 legs had them blown off by Bashar al-Assad using the new improved Iranian copper lugs for better shredding. Nancy Pelosi took a big Air Force plane loaded with booze to fly to Damascus with Senator Nelson and Comrade Kucinich to lick the sandals of the murderer of 30,000 counted Assyrians. Just the counted ones. The uncounted ones, we don't know the number. And if you want to see their pictures, go to www.mediacrapmatters.us. When Obama tells you he's going to do something, watch out. No good will come of it. When he can bury 70,000 Mexicans killed by Eric Holder's narco-terrorist guns, and his cover team tells you that only one border guard died, he can do anything to you. If he supports the troops so much, why won't he protect their ballots? What did he tell coal miners? Get another job because he won't let them mine? Why, using the BP pretense of safety, did he snuff out the paychecks of oil rig workers in the Southland, forcing the uprooting of deep drill rigs that were sent to Brazil? And then he loaned American Social Security money to the Brazilians to drill oil for China. 5 times he called for more teachers. You mean like the ones in Chicago making $76,000 a year and turning down a 36% pay increase? And in return, they give his kids who can't spell a red, not to mention an A in anti-American brainwashing? Welcome to No God, No Country, Only High School. 5 times he mentioned that he champions women's rights, except Nada, the Iranian student wearing a white blouse in the Iranian demonstration, whose shirt turned a blood red, being shot by the Baji secret police. The Iranian revolution was ignored by Bush and now Obama. The mullahs should have been gone 2 weeks after we entered Baghdad. Now Iran is in Baghdad, thanks to the do-run-run president. His jihad gift to the people, he will always stand with against America. Not even a skeleton crew did he leave behind in Iraq. He has brought us back to 9-1-1 in time to the year 2001. If someone knocked on your door and said they were from the government and they needed your money to buy birth control devices for Sandra Fluke, what would your reaction be? I would ponder. Can she nail a donation can over the headboard? After all, the 4th Armored Division gets paid on Fridays. I think I'll pass on that donation. No, you can't pass. It's part of your health care plan. Well, I don't want any trouble with those 16,000 IRS agents you just put on the Jobs Are Up payroll. Here you go. 3 months later, there's another knock on the door. Hi, we're back. Remember we were here for the condom jihad donations? Oh, yeah. Now, how did it go? Now, we got bad news. There's a kid on the way. We need more money now for an abortion. An abortion? You got to be kidding me. I got to sponsor child murder now. Why can't she have the kid? It interferes with her lifestyle. How much this time? Well, if we run her over to Unplanned Parenthood, they will discount the price if we let them have the body parts. This week, they're doing twins for the price of one. Why don't I just buy the kid? Sorry, we have to kill him. It's the law. Do you know in Germany you cannot kill a child over 55 days in the womb? That's the law in Germany. This is America. We can kill him up to the day of delivery, as long as the eyes don't see daylight. Doesn't his kid have a right to an attorney? No. If a pregnant woman is shot in the stomach and the baby dies, there is no murder charge. What did you say the name of this country was? Oh, we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Goodbye, Obama. Take your czars with you. The takedown of the USA is over. Romney will bring us back to life, physically and financially. You had your day. Now it is back to the American away. So, having said that, every Democrat uses the same soundbite to justify child murder. Abortions are good because of incest and rape. The percentage of victims of incest and rape are the same percentage as complete recovery from heroin addiction. Less than 1%. So stop that DNC selfish lie. And let's look at IEDs. You mean to tell me on IEDs we can't find a laser? We can't go to the boys at MIT and say, build us a laser that can detect IEDs and blow them up before they hurt anybody? We can't do that 11 years into this war? Do you know when we went into this war, we had canvas doors on the vehicles? And you know how long that lasted? You know how many guys died before we got bulletproof doors? Can't we do something for IEDs? Can't we find a laser that can blow up IEDs? There's got to be something. Come on. We're the guys that went to the moon. And now we're going to watch the Chinese go to the moon, and they're going to wave to us as they expand their space program while we hitch rides with the Russians. Obama has killed the space program. Well, anybody that has a job in the South is a target of Obama's. And he takes out anybody from the Southland, regardless. He's an equal opportunity destroyer. Yeah, so we got an IED count that's ridiculous. The highest IED kills this year was in June of 2012. And the highest in the entire war, it was in June 2011. So American bodies are not a bump in the road, Mr. President. You have to pack them up and send them home to mom. And that is her national treasure. And Obama said he had to receive the four bodies, but he ignored the 2,000 bumps in the road. Somebody asked me, why was the ambassador not given a state funeral? When someone brings one or two mortars to a demonstration, it is not spontaneous. The Obama beach house in Benghazi was an open invitation to come kill us. And now they're talking tonight that the ambassador was negotiating with the Turks to bring weapons into Syria, American weapons into Syria, and Al-Qaeda got wind of it and decided to put an end to everybody. Whatever. We're going to get all kinds of rumors. Pick your own. Pick your favorite. This war is just beginning, and soon Al-Qaeda will have oil money from occupied lands to expand operations in the USA. Pray for your country, friends, and if you vote dopey, you will end up on dope. Whether it's to cure pain or craziness. Bartender, a champagne. Something I'm going to mention. Jimmy from Brooklyn mentioned it to me. And he says there's a guy named Trevor Loudon. And this guy, Trevor Loudon, he's an Australian, and he's a big anti-communist. And he's a big anti-Obamunist. And he has a 29-minute video, which you might be able to find at the Pacific Freedom Foundation. And he also has a book out, which I just ordered for myself. And because we're coming down to a few days for the election, I spent the extra money to get it delivered overnight. So I got the book, and the name of the book is Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. And I saw the cover of the book. It's got a picture of Barack Obama with a big hammer and sickle on his forehead. So once I get the book, I will read it to you, and we will either celebrate a victory on November the 6th, or Arnold Schwarzenegger said in one of his big movies, "Listen to the Lamentations of Our Women." I will close with a Roy Orbison song that I dedicated to all the kids who lost their father or their mother in this war of 9-1-1. From Melissa, trapped on the 80th floor, who said goodbye to her mother on her answering machine, to the tiniest baby, that pro-life baby that died with his pro-life mother, and to the 343 New York City firemen who bravely fell for us, trying to rescue us. Oh, wrong one.
Candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift I can't help it if I try.